This is William Hairwagon, Chair of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. We're starting our open session meeting for October 3rd, 2016. It's now 8:51 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to do a roll call. Nancy, Savannah, now tell me your permission to do that, or you want me to do it?
I would like to ask if there's a volunteer to do secretary tonight so I can go back to elections. Benicia, would you like to do it? Hello?
I can.
Oh, is that okay with the committee?
Hearing no objections, Benicia, you're the secretary. That was a very, very out of order, but very nice. Thank you, Nancy, for asking.
Thank you.
Okay, Benicia, I don't suppose you're ready to do the roll call, so I'll do the roll call.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay. Sasha Putrin.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. What did you say?
Yeah, we're doing the roll call formally for the stream.
Okay. Presente.
Thank you. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Thank you. Margie Wilkinson.
I'm still here.
Thank you again. Venetia Patel Adams.
I'm here.
Thank you. Nancy Sabara-Naratomi.
Present.
Thank you. I'm here, William Hairwagon. Frank Lefevre.
Yes, still here. Does that count for two attendances now?
Okay. Do as you wish. Ron Pitchback?
Here.
And Nancy Shorten?
Here.
Okay. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of 15 present. Shall we have a call?
Chair, point of order.
Okay.
So there are five. This is Janet. There are five names you did not call. So I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what I'm doing? It may be more than five, maybe six. I didn't read the names of the people that I had marked off earlier as the pre-stream call. These are the people I didn't call. Thank you very much. Grace Aaron, Jonathan Alexander, Dorothy Reich, Myla Reason, Deborah Shafto. I'm there, this five. Oh, and Wesley Bethune.
Say here.
Ah, Wesley's here. Thank you, Wesley. So I'm going to mark you present and call us 10 of 15 here. Very good. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Wesley. Now.
You had actually called him earlier, and so it's still 9 out of 15.
No, we have 10. I didn't mark Wesley present when I had 9. If I called his name, I didn't check him off.
This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I have 10, I think.
10, yes. 10 out of 15 here.
Or 11, actually.
So?
Really?
Nope.
Oh, right. Never mind. Sorry.
We may have a streamer still, but I doubt it. Okay. So that was the roll call that we've done now. And in case we need a timekeeper, anybody willing to keep time for, I guess, speakers? No, let's do it for items, agenda items. Anybody want to be a timekeeper for that? I'm going to twist Margie's arm, but she's on two committees. Maybe not.
Yeah, I was about to volunteer, and then I thought I'm on two committees.
Okay,
I'll leave this call.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just try to watch the clock. Anybody else that thinks they can also watch the clock, try, because I'll be busy doing other stuff. Okay.
Request for information.
Yes.
This is Nancy. If y'all are going to vote like something big, like to approve the audit or something, you know, could the secretary send me a text message, and then I will announce in the elections, and we'll maybe the ones who
won. Yeah, for sure, I can do that.
I don't believe, Nancy, I don't believe anything like that is going to happen. This is William.
Oh, really?
But okay.
Okay.
Noted.
Oh, but anything important that you think, please let the secretary give a text, and I'll announce it. We'll, and if those who want to will jump off the election and jump on the audit. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Now we have agenda approval, which Nancy, who may have just left us, prepared for September 19th. I think I saw the latest version of it today. Any discussion on this item?
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
So maybe you should read the agenda for the public first.
Okay, the agenda was, or is, the draft agenda is. Call to order, 2, roll call, 3 minutes, 3, selection of timekeepers, 2 minutes, 4, agenda approval, 5 minutes, 5, open session minutes approval, 10 minutes, 6, auditor's comments regarding general questions, 30 minutes, and I have that 3 parts. A, there are open items with management. B, part of, my screen just went blank, part of outstanding balance needs to be paid. And C, all time spent with for audit committee is billed at standard rate. Then item 7, possible next step toward fiscal year, 10-14, shame on me, 2014 audit completion, 10 minutes, and 8, adjourned by 9:30 p.m. Eastern time.
So, Janet, can I ask my question?
Sure.
All right, so at the last meeting, we came up with questions for you to pose to the auditor, and are we going to hear back on that?
We can bring that up in number 6.
Okay.
I'll tell you what happened with that.
Should that be item D or A?
It could be AA, the first item.
AA, okay.
This is Myla. Have you called roll?
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And are we on whether or not to approve the agenda?
I believe we have not yet approved the agenda.
Okay, because I'd like to be on the stack with respect to the agenda.
Okay, we just added an item. What is it? 6AA for the detailed question that we're going to go to the auditor. Okay, yeah, so you're up, Myla.
Okay, so is Mr. Lamb going to be on the call tonight?
No.
No. Okay. All right, I was under the impression that he would be joining us. Are you, is there some reason why he is not joining us?
Yes, we have no final audit, or we're not near a final audit yet. So I don't think he would need to join us still. Final audit report.
Okay, and I submitted some questions yesterday. Were you able to forward them to?
We're going to discuss all the detailed questions that people had in item 6AA, the first item under 6.
So okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And now, let's see. Now, anybody have any working on agenda approval? I think I started talking about minutes, but we're still on agenda approval.
Okay.
Are there any I'm sorry, say again.
I apologize. I should have muted. I'm
okay.
Muting now.
Okay. Be accepted. No problem. any objections to the agenda as amended, adding that one item in 6AA, let's call it? Okay, hearing none, the agenda is approved. Now, next item, number 5, open session minutes. I started talking about it. I'm not just saying that Nancy sent them out. Nancy Sabaranar told me, latest version today. And were there any comments on those minutes?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I move to approve those minutes, and it's the minutes of the, what's the date of the meeting, the last?
September 19th.
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, well, I have two amendments that I would like to suggest. In the attendance section, Nancy has that there were 10 of 15 people present. There was only 9. If you look at it, you'll see there was only 9. And then 2 people were late, one of whom was Nancy Sorton, who arrived at 3:29. So and since Nancy's secretary isn't here to say what time that really should be, and let Nancy Sorton knows what time she got on the call, I just say we leave out the time. Nancy Sorton, do you remember what time you got here? Last meeting? Don't hear you. Okay, so my motion is to change that section of the minutes to read 9 of 15 people present for the starting the quorum. And on Nancy Sorton's arrival time, we just leave that to arrive later. And if somebody has the right time, we can always change it again later. But if 9 of 15 instead of 10 of 15 for quorum, and eliminating the time for Nancy Sorton's arrival. Any objections to that? Well, actually, I'm not supposed to. Would anybody move that motion?
This is
Janet.
Margie's happy to.
Okay, thanks, Margie.
Roland, this is Myla.
Yes.
I'm just wondering. I see that number 6 is the auditor's comments, and you're referring to something that you sent out at some point in time. I saw some a while back. Have there been any? So what exactly are you referring to this?
Janet, point of order.
We're on another item. Right. We're trying to approve the, we're just going to try to amend the September 19th minute. Margie moved my couple of suggestions, which was to do with the number of people to quorum and leaving out the time for Nancy Sorton's arrival. Any objections to that amendment? Hearing none, that amendment is approved. Any objections to Janet's motion to approve the minutes as amended? Hearing no objections, those minutes for September 19th this year, 2016, are approved. Okay. And let's see, that was number 5. So number 6 now is the auditor's comments regarding general questions. And then we had added item AA. I didn't even write down. I just wrote down that it's going to be on the detailed question. Okay, I think...
So, Janet, may I say what the addition was, what I had requested?
Sure. You have a direct quote. Okay.
Answers to questions from last meeting, the chair was to ask the auditor.
Oh, I'm sure I didn't come out with those words, but okay, answers to questions.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, answers to questions from,
The last meeting, the chair was to ask the auditor.
Okay. answers to questions last meeting from chair to board of directors. Chair to board of directors. Okay. And I thank you. So that's AA. And I think Myla's question might come right in there. You had brought up something, Myla?
Yes. It takes me a minute to unmute, or a few seconds.
Okay.
Anyway, can somebody just send out those questions again, so that we know we're all on the same page with respect to the responses? When were they sent?
Well, you're talking about the one from Mexico? Go ahead, Janet.
Well, they're in the minutes that we just approved.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Very good. Okay. So now on this 6AA, full of detailed questions, which I got some information from the auditor. Let's see, I thought I wrote notes to myself, but I don't see them. Where the auditor answered a couple of the general questions that we wanted to ask. Let me go see if I can find that email now, since I can't find what I thought I wrote to myself. Let's see. And he had... I'm sorry, folks, talking to myself, but no, I wrote it, but I don't see it. We had asked questions about open items. Were there open
this
items?
This is Janet.
Oh, he volunteered. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, should I just read the questions from the minutes from last month?
Just the first two or three.
Okay. The first one is there still a balance of payment to the auditor?
Okay, the answer
second
to
one,
that, the answer to that is yes.
Okay, and then the next one, has the auditor approved the recovery plan?
I never asked that directly. I asked like three questions that were of a very general nature to get those out of the way before we bombarded him with details, which I never did. Let me see if I can find what I asked him. I can't find it. This is very frustrating. I'm sorry. Okay. Was there a third question?
Yes.
Okay.
Questions concerning the endowment.
Okay, they didn't get asked. So these are the detailed questions that didn't get asked. Now, let me see if I can... Because I got...
And then...
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, then there's questions from Grace Aaron.
Okay, they didn't get asked either.
Okay, and that's it.
Okay, let me see if I can go back to my inbox here and find something. Because I had gotten three answers from him that led me to not want to ask all those detailed questions. And now I can't find it. Isn't this horrible? Okay. I'm trying to look at it another way. Let's see.
Janet, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Might they have to do with the items you listed under item 6?
Yes.
And C?
Yes, they do. And now I can't see that. What is A?
A is there are, quote, open items, end quote, with management.
Right. Okay. So I had found out from Mr. Lamb, I thought we were done. You know, maybe everybody else here thought we were just about done. And we were going to get a final report and approve the audit. We were not quite that close. Turns out the auditor had several of his own open items with management. And I spoke with management, Lydia, finally just this evening, and she says she has provided all the information to the auditor, and it's just a matter of now whether all this information will satisfy whatever he needs. Because I think he said at one point these may have an impact on the dollar figures in the statement. I don't know what all these items are. I don't want to know. I just know there are still some outstanding items that management says they've answered, and now we'll wait on the auditor to see if he accepts them all. What was the second item, Janet?
Part of outstanding balance needs to be paid.
Right. The auditor says there is a balance due, and we will, since they haven't gotten any money since July, I think that's what he said, they're going to be trying to arrange for at least a partial payment, arrange with management to get at least a partial payment before the final audit is issued. Okay. What's the third item?
All time spent with /4 audit committee is billed at standard rate.
Right. For some reason, we wanted to ask that question again, and because we had heard it in a meeting, and one of the others, too. We had heard the answers at meetings, but now it's in writing. The all time incurred on audit committee calls and answering questions are billed based on the actual time incurred at their standard hourly rates. So when I got this information that they're open items and that there's a balance due that still has to be negotiated and that they're going to bill us for any time they spent, I said, I'm not going to send all these detailed questions. Most of them can be answered by management anyway. And some of them are just really none of our business. It's the auditor can make up his own mind what he thinks about things that he's received. So I did never forwarded those other half a dozen or more questions.
This is Myla.
Go ahead,
and
Myla.
And Janet, I'd like to be on the staff, too.
I just don't think that it's proper for you to be a gatekeeper and not forward questions that a number of committee members are interested in answers from the auditor. I believe that those matters are our business. But at what point, and specifically, because I really want to know whether the auditor feels that the recovery plan provided is sufficient. But just hold on a second. I want to know at what point can we ask management what the status of the 2015 audit is? I'd like to ask that of both management and the auditor.
Did you say 2015?
That's correct. I want to know the status of 2015. You know, are the financials in order? What do we have to do? I know that the auditor hasn't, as far as I know, hasn't embarked on it. I just want to know what the status is.
That's a very good question.
Janet?
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
So the question about whether the auditor has approved the recovery plan, I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think the auditor approves or not approves a recovery plan. It's just, has the auditor received the recovery plan?
Okay. And if such recovery plan is approved,
Is it acceptable? Yeah, right.
That's
Myla.
Not up to us.
I don't know if I misspoke and said approved. I just want to know whether he deems it sufficient.
I think we'll find out if he issues the final, if he issues a final audit report and doesn't say that we're in horrible shape and they have no plans for recovery, therefore there is a going concern. If he doesn't say that, then he's relatively satisfied with it, relatively. You know, and I can't speak for him, so I'm just saying if he doesn't say things are horrible, then it's acceptable to him. And I'm going to see if I can get back to find my agenda. I lost it. There's an agenda. So, is there any further discussion on any of these items, the AA, which was added, A, B, or C? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead to the next item. Hoping that everybody understands that I'm not forwarding more detailed questions to the auditor. Let's try to get this audit finalized. And if we can get our hands on it, then we have a possibility of approving it. And then we also should ask Myla's question. I don't know if we want to make a formal motion of that today. What's the status on the 2015 audit possibility? You know, are they up to date? So the 2015 audit could be started. It's a very good
William Myla for the staff.
Okay.
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say that you are not planning to send any more, forward any more of our detailed questions to the auditor? Did I hear you right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, well, I would like to move that this committee override your decision. This is a committee. You're not the dictator. You're the chair. And I think that you follow the instructions of the committee. So it isn't your decision. It's the decision of the committee. And I would like to move that the committee decide whether or not to send additional questions to the auditor.
Okay. Any discussion on such a motion?
Margie.
Go ahead, Margie.
I take it the motion is before us, right? Oh, we don't have seconds in committee, right?
Right.
I think that William behaved in a completely responsible way once it was clear that the audit was not complete, that the auditors were waiting for materials from management, and that they would charge us for time spent responding to these questions. He did exactly the right thing, in my opinion. And so I urge people to vote no on Myla's motion. I think Pacifica's drowning in debt, and we cannot responsibly incur any more debt at this point. I don't see any reason why we would why anybody would think that was a good idea. And the fact of the matter is that I think William, as the chair of the committee, exercised discretion, which I totally approve of, and I'm grateful for him for not getting us in a situation where we owed the auditors even more money than we owe now.
Thank you. Any other comments?
The Carolina
Rabbit. I heard two people. I heard Janet. Somebody else?
Venetia.
Okay, we've got Janet and Tanisha. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I agree with what Margie just said. I also am assuming that the chair will ask additional questions when the time is appropriate, when the auditor is paid and the chair deems it appropriate.
Well, okay, Venetia?
I think that we have, as a committee, we've all had plenty of time, and I believe two opportunities at least to get our questions to the auditors and to get them answered. And I feel like we've covered everything that needs to be covered. I don't know. I don't really see a reason to drag it on longer. Personally, I am frustrated with how long it's taken us to even get to this point. So I really, really don't want to make it any longer. And we all know that there's a lot depending on getting this audit approved. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. So let's, I don't know how to phrase this, motion. It's a overrule the chair decision. I guess that's possible to word it that way. As I did announce what I was doing or not doing. So we'll call it, and I'm going to try to say it carefully now. So anybody doing minutes can go back and get it. This is over, and including myself.
William, you're getting it. My motion wrong. This is Myla. Can I restate my motion?
Sure.
Okay.
Could you say
I move that the committee make a decision about whether or not to send additional detailed questions to the auditor.
Okay. Could you send that in writing?
Okay.
An email to the committee?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's
Janet,
good to have
can
it
I...
writing. Things get changed later on in people's minds. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, that sounds to me, and I think this is what you were trying to say, that sounds to me like a challenge of the ruling of the chair.
Yeah, in fact, somebody used that.
This is my love. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a ruling of the chair. It was just a pronouncement of the chair. I think there's a real distinction there. It wasn't that William ruled on anything specifically. He just pronounced it. And I think it's a bad process. I think that the committee needs to decide whether or not to send additional questions. We're a committee, not a dictatorship. So it wasn't a ruling. It was a pronouncement, and I'd like to move that the committee make a decision about whether or not to send additional questions that have been submitted by other committee members.
Okay, and you're putting that in writing, right?
Yeah.
I sent us an email? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm up for that. That's all right, the way she's phrased it. And I'd just like to respond that I appreciate the comments, the positive comments from some people. And I don't think that we should be engaging in making more bills for Pacifica for stuff that really some of it are accounting questions and some of it are questions trying to get inside the auditor's head. You know, we can't ask the auditor, why did you think it this way or what's the reason for that? I don't agree. These are not questions that are appropriate to come from a group of professionals, which we're supposed to be, to our professional auditor. And I think it's most of those questions are just not appropriate. But we have a motion, which Myla is sending. I don't know if anybody's seen it yet. Let me see.
I'm sending it now.
Okay, thank you. Let me see if I can find my email section here. Let's see, emails.
Just a second, I'm just working on.
Very good. Take your time. Okay. Let me look at the talking to myself. I'm saying, let me look at the agenda again. Sorry. After the, okay.
I sent it.
Okay, thank you.
But it's the, I didn't change the subject line, so the subject line is CNB Audit Committee Open Session Draft Agenda.
I have something from you, and it starts with the word motion. So let me just read it for everybody in case who may not have seen it or may not be online. Motion. And I guess this would come from Myla. I move that the audit committee decide on whether or not to send additional questions to the auditor. Okay. I just have a comment that decide whether or not. I think we'd be deciding that you want to send additional questions, not come back later and have another vote on whether we are or whether we're not. Just eliminate whether or not.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now.
Pinch back friendly amendment to the motion.
Yes,
William.
We have Ron.
Can you hear me now?
Wait a minute, Ron has the floor.
Just add the words at the end of that motion. At this time, no more. You know that the. Well, excuse me. We're going to have to forgive me. We're going to have to vote on whether to give the committee authority to ask any more questions. My thought was that we didn't want to ask any more questions at this time, but we reserve the right to do so in the future.
Very good. This is my lie. I agree. Thank you. That's an important addition to the motion. But I would like to, if you can hear me, I meant it as I worded it, whether or not. And but I would like to amend it to include the wording that was just offered by Mr. Pinsack.
Okay. Leaving in whether or not.
Whether or not. And just add at this time.
Whether or not to send additional questions to the auditor at this time. Okay.
Right.
So, then how do we vote on that? We vote yes or no. Yes.
Chair, point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. So the amendment is from Ron. So right. So we have to vote on the amendment first and then on, and if that is approved, then the Myla's motion as amended or not.
So okay, good point. Let's do that first, and then I'm going to ask something. Ron wants to amend. Ron Pinchback wants to amend to add at this time. I believe that's it. Is that it, Ron?
That's it.
Okay. Let's take a vote.
Should I call the roll and take the vote?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, let me get the list in front of me real fast. Okay. Sasha, yes, this is for the amendment.
Pass.
Okay, Janet Coburn?
I pass.
Wilkinson?
I abstain.
Margie?
I abstain, thank you.
Grace Aaron?
Somebody's breaking up. I don't hear.
Okay, let me go back and say who I can't hear. Grace Ann? Okay, I didn't hear anyone. Jonathan
yes.
Alexander? Oh, Grace Ann, you vote yes?
Well, I pass.
Grace Ann passes? Okay, Dorothy Reich? Can't hear you. Myla Reason?
Yes.
William Heerwagon?
Yes.
Okay. Frank LeFever?
Pass.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Bethune. V. Patel Adams, I vote yes. Nancy Sybar and Artomi. Can't hear you. Deborah Shafto. Can't hear you. Ron Pinchbeck.
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden. Can't hear you. So let me tell you. Let me go back. I'm sorry. I didn't do the people that passed. I'm sorry. Futran? Can't hear you. Coburn?
This is Sasha. I'm sorry.
Who was that?
Sasha Futran.
Sasha, what did you say?
I said yes.
Okay. And Coburn abstain?
Yes.
Coburn, Aaron?
Coburn abstain.
Aaron?
Yes.
And Frank?
No.
Okay.
This is Janet. Let me change my vote to yes.
Okay. So we have 8 yes, 1 no, and 1 abstention.
That passes. Thank you. Now, I'd like to get somebody to make a motion to eliminate the words, beside 2 cents, I wanted to skip the words on whether or not. I want the motion to read, I move that the audit committee decide to send additional questions to the auditor. But maybe that doesn't make sense.
At this time.
Wait, with the amendment, that doesn't make sense, does it? At
no.
this time. Oh, boy. It just gets me that we have, it's a yes and it's a no in the same motion, whether or not. I think the committee should decide now. How do we word that?
Well, I have a suggestion. People vote no on this motion, and we make a new motion to deal with... anyway, that's my proposal.
Okay, so I don't have a... I thought I had a solution, but I don't. So
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I may have a solution, or I'm not sure, to change it to, I move that the audit committee send additional questions to the auditor at this time.
No, we're not. Well, maybe, if that's what you want.
And vote.
Either wants. Or if that's what the committee wants. And then Ron's amendment at this time. Okay.
Right.
So you do want to...
Myla, for the stack?
Go ahead, Myla.
Well, you know, I just think that we need to look at the questions as a committee and look at them carefully and decide whether or not they need to be answered. So this motion, I believe, would take that decision away from... one individual, and give it to the committee to take responsibility. Now, in terms of the financial burden to Pacifica, we just lost a whole warehouse full of storage locker full of very valuable tapes. Who knows how much? I mean, we're bleeding money, and the little bit of money that that we pay to the auditor to answer questions is negligible compared to the amount of money that Pacifica is bleeding. Our responsibility is to do due diligence and work closely with the auditor. And when we're worried about a few pennies, when we've got millions of dollars that are being squandered, it's just absurd in my mind. Thank you.
Janet?
Right, Janet?
I have a substitute motion.
Okay. Are you prepared to say it and send it?
Yes.
Okay.
I move that the audit committee not send additional questions to the auditor at this time.
Seconded. Well, I guess you don't have to second it.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, that would be the same to the original.
Okay. So, Janet, you're going to send that in writing?
I just did. I sent it already.
Okay. I think I heard a buzz somewhere. Something's trying to tell me that I've received some mail, I guess. Let's see. Ooh-doo-doo-doo, I'm sorry.
This is great. Grace, I have a point of information. I sent a list of questions, and I believe other people did, for the auditor a week or two ago. Are those... were those sent to the auditor? Were prior questions sent to the auditor?
No, they were not. You missed that part of the meeting where I said that based on one of the questions that I sent initially to the or discussed with the auditor, he came back and said they do charge for all the time they spend on calls or answering questions. And I made the decision that I don't think most of those questions that all of us came up with really are for the auditor. They're really more for accounting or for, what did I say? Either for the accountant or it's not really our business how the auditor thinks. You know, he thinks the way he wants to think. We're not going to go inside his head. So I decided we're not going to waste our time and money and his time, our money, on those questions. And that's what the purpose of Myla's motion and now Janet's substitute motion is, to try to resolve that.
And, Chair, yes. This is Janet. May I motivate my motion?
Sure. I've received it. It says, I move that the audit committee not send additional questions to the auditor at this time. Okay. Motivate.
Well, I mean, in addition to what you said, the cost of any time the auditor would spend, we don't want this to be delayed. I don't want the audit to be delayed. So, you know, this could possibly delay the audit even more questions. So, hopefully the auditor will have enough or everything he needs to approve the final audit or to send the final audit.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Any other comments? I'd like to
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that some of these questions are critical. For example, our CFO left. I want to know whether the CFO approved the recovery plan before he left.
Well, you could ask the management. The auditor doesn't have knowledge of that.
That's right.
These are not questions to get inside the auditor's head, what he thinks or what he heard. This is, you can ask management. Meaning, I guess, who's management? The executive director now. It was disapproved by the CFO. We're not going to waste the auditor's time on that. Sorry.
I'd like to know whether the auditor has received a revised cash flow projection through August 2017.
Well, again, you could ask management if they sent it. I mean, this is not, we're not supposed to be in his business. He does his audit. He has open items with management, which management is trying to resolve. They've got much bigger fish to fry than any questions that we're going to come up with. I think we should leave them alone.
Janet, point of order.
Yes, Janet.
There's a motion on the floor. Can we
okay,
we're gonna motion vote or vote on it?
Vote on the, any further discussion on Janet's substitute motion? Hearing no other requests for discussion, we'll now move to a vote. Venetia, can you take a vote on the substitute?
Can you read that substitute motion one more time before we vote, please?
Thank you.
Do you want to read it, Janet?
Okay. I move that the audit committee not send additional questions to the auditor at this time.
Okay. Venetia, do you want to call the roll? Yes means you approve this as the substitute motion.
Okay. Sasha Futrin?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Grace Ann?
No.
Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you. Dorothy Reich? Can't hear you. Myla Reason?
No.
William Heerwagon?
Yes.
Frank LaFever? Can't hear you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Okay, Patel Adams, I vote yes. Nancy Saibaranar-Tomi, can't hear you. Deborah Shafto, can't hear you. Ron Pinchbeck.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
And that is it. So there's 8 yes and 2 no.
Okay, so that substitute motion passes. Now, technically, we have to vote on that again as the original motion. Are there any objections to accepting this substitute motion as the main motion here? Hearing no objections, this substitute motion has been passed as the main motion. Thank you. Let's see.
This is Myla. Can you hear me? I do object.
You want to take a vote?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we have an additional vote. This is to voting on the same substitute motion as the main motion. That's a technicality that Robert's Rules calls for. So, Venetia, you want to take the roll on that again?
Yes. So voting yes makes the substitute motion the main motion.
And it approves it as the main motion.
Okay.
Or not.
Yeah, or if it fails, yeah.
Sasha Futrin?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Grace Ann?
No.
No. Jonathan Alexander? Can't hear you. Dorothy Reich? Can't hear you. Myla Reason?
No.
William Heerwagon?
Yes.
Patel Adams, I vote. Why did I just say? They're both okay. Frank LaFever? Can't hear you, Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Patel Adams votes yes. And Nancy Saibar-Nartomi. Can't hear you, Deborah Shafto. Can't hear you, Ron Pinchbeck.
Yes.
And Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
So that's, again, 8 yes and 2 no.
Okay, so that substitute motion is approved as the main motion. And any other discussion in this area of the agenda, which was doing what, talking about Thornton's comments, and we're ready to move on. Okay, well, I think we're ready to move on to number 7, possible next steps. What is it that we think we could do to try to, is there anything that we think we can do to help with this audit? Now, I know that the executive director believes she's answered all the questions from the auditor, and the auditor is evaluating them. So I think we're just, are we happy to sit back and wait, or is there something we need to do? I don't know. Any suggestions or thoughts on that? Even though it's not for the 2014 audit, I like I think Myla's suggestion about inquiring of management how the 2015 books look. If and when we get ready to do a 2015 audit, and would somebody care to make some kind of motion like that, Myla? You?
I didn't say I wasn't that. Oh, I'm sorry, William. This is Myla. May I be recognized?
You had suggested. I thought it was you. That we find out how the 2015 books look. I think that's a good idea.
The way that I worded it, William, I asked what the status of the 2015 audit is. That's what I'd like to know. I'd like to know the status of the 2015 audit. That's not okay. What it's looking like, okay? Just what is the status?
Well, what you really mean is the books of account.
I asked a very specific question.
Okay.
But please don't.
Put it in writing.
And it is, what is the status of the 2015 audit?
Okay. Could you put that, send an email to us?
Sure.
Janet, okay, point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
So I'm assuming that this is a question that the chair would ask management. So I hear it as the chair to ask management what the status of the 2015 audit is.
That's the way I hear it, too.
Well, you know, I'd like to ask that question of both management and the auditor. It's not really a question just only for management.
Point of order. Who is that?
That's Margie. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Put me on the list.
Put a stack. Okay.
And Janet also.
Okay. Anybody else want to discuss this motion, which we should be receiving soon, I guess?
Potentially Sasha, so put me on the stack.
Okay, so we had Margie, Janet, and Sasha. Now, I better write this down. Okay, Margie.
Okay. It doesn't make any sense to ask the auditor the status of the 2015 audit. He has told us repeatedly that until 2014 is finished and resolved, he's not going to even start on 2015. So it's like it's not an appropriate question. No, we wouldn't what we need to do is find out from the P&O office what they think the status is, where they think we are with the audit. That's what we need to find out, and that's why it's a question for management.
I agree. Janet?
So I haven't seen the Myla's motion in writing, but I have a substitute motion, and that is what I had said before, the chair to ask management what the status of the fiscal year 2015 audit is, and I'm going to email it.
Okay. And that is basically the same question that Myla just said, what is the status of the 2015 audit? But because she doesn't have in there that she wants to ask the auditor now. So.
It's in the subject line.
For auditor and management? Okay. Very good. I didn't see that. Didn't think of that. Okay, let's see what Janet's sending.
And Sasha's on the stack.
Okay, we might as well do that while we wait for Janet. Go ahead, Sasha.
Well, I'd like to know what Myla means by status, because there are a lot of different ways to answer that. I think, how ready are the books? Is there any money to pay for the 2015 audit? If not, which I think is the case, what is the outlook for when there might be money to pay for it? I mean, status is a lot of different things to me. And what's the status is totally open-ended. It could be we haven't started on it yet. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's the answer.
Doesn't answer any I have. So I haven't really thought this through, and I'm in the middle of actually doing something else while listening to this call and talking. So if anyone wants to help me out with redefining this a little bit and adding an amendment, because I'm certainly not going to vote for something as open-ended as just status.
Okay. Myla here?
Myla, anybody else who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, Myla.
You know, it's a very standard question. If people know what it means, you simply ask for a status report. You don't have to go into detail about what you mean by status report. It's a typical question that an audit committee asks, and they don't. You don't have to go into any kind of the detail. It's really, it isn't an outlier question. It isn't a unusual question. It's a normal question.
Nancy, sort into the stack,
and then Janet.
Okay, Nancy Sorden.
A more specific question might be. Have we rehired the auditor for the 2015 audit? I mean, how can you ask the auditor what the status of the audit is if you don't even know if they've been hired or not?
Good point.
Myla,
point of order.
Janet, point of order.
So the motion on the floor, my understanding, is my substitute motion, and that is to ask the management what the status of the fiscal year 2015 audit is, not both auditor and management. So can we stick to that? And I'd like to say something about that.
Well, let me just say that you said you were going to make a substitute motion. We asked you to send it. And so
now
it is the substitute motion. I see it. You want to read it, or you just did?
Well, I just sort of, I pretty much did, I think. My computer's very slow right now, here it is.
Okay, it says chair to ask management what the status of the FY 2015 audit is. This is
and
substance.
So may I kind of motivate that?
Sure.
Well, I agree with what Myla was saying about just the status, just asking what the status is. But in this case, it would be just to management. And the status could include any, you know, the management could say, well, we haven't, the auditor hasn't been hired yet for the fiscal year audit, or whatever the status is. So I think it's sufficient.
Myla for the stack.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Myla. Okay.
It's Myla. My understanding from previous meetings that there has already been a tacit agreement that Armenino will, in fact, be working on the 2015 audit. They technically have not been hired, but that definitely is a question for management, whether or not they have agreed, because I'm really certain that if you go back and listen to previous meetings, that you will be reminded that Armenino is already lined up to be working on the 2015 audit.
This is William. I'd just like to comment that, as the chair, that I don't believe that they have said, yes, we're doing the 2015 audit. They're also holding that in abeyance until they finish the 2014 audit. And I for one, am praying that they will agree to do the 2015, because we haven't done any work to try to hire anybody else. And it's up to us, not management. The audit committee picks and approves the auditor, not management. That's
Myla from the stack.
Go ahead. Wait a minute. Ron wanted to speak.
Thank you. The other issue is also the fact that there's still uncertainty about who the interim CFO is going to be, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, whatever man, however management responds to this question, to this query, whoever that person is, whoever that CFO is, whoever the interim CFO is, they're going to have to be involved in this question also. Because we're going to have to know if they can, if they're going to be able to, you know, pick up that ball and run with it, because it's an ongoing, you know, situation. So, you know, anything related to this that we ask of management, I would hope that that includes whoever is serving as interim CFO.
Okay, assuming we get one. I don't know how long it'll be. I mean, I guess eventually we will, but good point. Okay, Myla?
I'm not quite sure in terms of order whether we're now discussing an amendment to my original motion, but at some point I would like to include the words in writing, that we get a status report in writing from management or from whomever we get a report. I'd like to see that report in writing.
Okay, that's in yours. Okay. It's not in
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
So we have first Myla's initial motion, then we have my substitute motion, and it sounds like this, what Myla just suggested, could be an amendment to either one.
Or both.
Well, it's going to be one or the other.
Okay.
A substitute motion would, yeah.
Right. So we should do one at a time. We can't be amending amendments, I suppose.
And we, yes, we can.
But Janet, do you want to amend your own motion to add an emotion? I said emotion. Did you hear me? Did you want to amend your motion to add in writing to yours, Janet?
Well, my motion is that the chair ask management, and it's not, so it's not up to me to, or I don't want to add in writing, you know.
In your view, the chair could ask for it in writing. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. So let any further discussion on this substitute motion that has not been amended. Okay, let's vote on the substitute motion, which is Janet, and it's the chair to ask management what the status of the FY 2015 audit is. But wait a minute. Can I get somebody to suggest that we ask what the status of the books are, the status of the account? I don't want to get an answer back, oh, we didn't start yet. And somebody could write that back. That's the status. We didn't start. I want to know what the status of the various accounts, books of accounts are.
Myla?
Yeah, Myla?
I would like to ask for a written status report from management of the a status report on the 2015 audit in writing.
And you're amending Janet's? Am I correct? You're amending Janet's motion, substitute motion?
Right.
Okay. And in writing. We just get the words in writing in there somewhere. Okay. Let's see. To ask management.
Request a written status report on this. A written report on the status of 2015 audit.
That actually sounds like a different motion. I don't know.
A written report on the status of the 2015 audit.
Okay. Chair to ask management for a written report.
On the status of the 2015 audit.
Right.
Janet?
Yes, Janet?
So this sounds like a substitute to the substitute motion.
Well, I think it's an amendment to ask for it just to say in writing rather than just say, well, give us a phone call, you know. I think writing is not such a drastic thing to ask for. You apparently seem to disagree.
No, I don't know. It's just, okay, I mean, I don't want to mince words here. So,
yeah.
This is only to management. Is that that's a question
right.
To Myla.
Yes.
Right. My substitute is to ask management for a written report on the status of the 2015 audit.
Okay, we're adding in for a written report. Okay. Any further discussion on that amendment to the substitute motion? Okay, so we're going to take three votes. We're going to vote on this amendment, then we're going to vote on the substitute, whether it's amended or not, and then we'll vote on either the substitute or the original motion from Myla, depending on what happens to the substitute. Okay, I hope everybody understands that. And
nope.
especially Venetia. Somebody know?
No, that was no. I'm really confused. What are we voting on first?
I'm writing my substitute now. I'll send it in just a moment.
Thank you. We're going to vote on an amendment to Janet's substitute motion. And my understanding of the amendment, I hope it's not much different than this, is that we're going to add that we're asking for a written report.
Okay. I just sent it, and it says, move to request from management a written report on the status of the 2015 audit.
Okay. Let me see if I can... trying to bring it up. My machine is being uncooperative. Let's see. Okay. Very good. So that is sort of like a substitute, but we're going to treat it like that's an amendment of Janet's motion. A lot of the words have changed, but okay.
Janet, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet.
Well, the language that Myla just sent does not refer to the chair request. So I'm assuming that that's who would be requesting from management.
That's fine. So move that the chair request from management, a written report on the status of the 2015 audit.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
So that's the first thing we're going to vote on, whether few additional or changed words will be applied to Janet's substitute. So this is an amendment to Janet's substitute. And then...
So this is
move that the chair request from management a written report on the status of the 2015 audit.
Okay.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to make, I don't know, can I get away with this, Janet, or anybody else with the rules? Can we just call this like another substitute? Can we have a substitute for a substitute?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So this is the first, thank you, this is the first substitute motion that we're going to vote on coming from Maya. Okay. Venetia.
So, Sasha Futrin.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you. Dorothy Reich. Can't hear you. Myla Reason.
Yes.
William Heerwagon.
No.
Frank LaFever. Can't hear you. Wesley Bassoon.
Yeah.
Wesley Bassoon?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, V. Patel Adams? Yes. Nancy Saibar Nartoni? Can't hear you. Deborah Shafto? Can't hear you. Ron Pinchbeck?
Yes.
Nancy Sorden?
No.
This is Margie. I want to change my vote to no from abstain.
Okay. So it's 6 yes and 4 no.
Okay, so that substitute passes. So now I ask before, can we do this? I think now we don't even have to consider Janet's substitute. We just now vote on this to replace Myla's original
motion. Sasha, with a point of information?
Yes, Sasha.
Are you sure there were only four no's?
I got the same count.
Really?
Did
you have my vote?
I have Futran, Heerwagon, Sorden, and Wilkinson.
Okay.
Okay, so I think now we're going to move on whether this substitute replaces Myla's own original motion.
Okay, that's fine with me. And Myla, can I withdraw my original?
Not included.
Janet, can I clarify?
Go ahead,
Wait.
Somebody needs to mute. Janet,
we've got two meetings together here.
Is someone trying to listen to audit?
Hello, yes. This is William. William Heerwagon, Chair of Audit. We seem to have two meetings going on here. What?
Okay, what is the elections committee for you? This is the one you want to count?
No. They're having their own meeting. Someone must have the sound on or have the call. Oh, they're on two lines with the two committees, and they just joined them.
Okay. Well, if you did that,
you
please unjoin them. If any of you want
to. We just created a three-way call with a committee on each line.
Hello, are we back on audit?
Are we back to only audit, I think?
I think so.
Okay, so this is Janet. Can I clarify? It's my understanding. Okay, so we had a motion, a substitute motion, and the substitute for the substitute motion. The substitute for the substitute motion passed. So that overrides the substitute motion and the original motion. And I think all we need to do is vote on the substitute for the substitute motion
as
the main motion.
Okay. Well, I think you're right.
Please read that again for clarification.
Jesus.
Read this.
I can read it. I can read it if you'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Move that the chair request from management a written report on the status of the 2015 audit.
Okay, Venetia?
So this is to make the substitute motion the main motion.
And approve, right?
Substitute to the substitute motion, yeah.
Okay.
Can I just vote the main motion? Do we have to vote? Can I withdraw my initial motion? Do we really have to vote again?
No, we'd have to vote again anyway. It's what's called a substitute, so now it has to become the main motion and be voted on. And we're voting on the substitute as the main motion.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet.
Can the chair ask if there are any objections?
That's a good point. Okay, are there any objections to accepting this substitute motion to now be the main motion and approve it?
An objection, Sasha.
Okay, so we go to a vote. Venetia?
Okay, give me one second, sorry.
Sure. Go ahead. I know what you're going to.
So, Sasha Futrin? Futrin? Okay,
I said, I apologize, but I'm going to pass because I'm lost in a Robert's Rules of Order wasteland.
Okay. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson. Can't hear you. Grace Ann.
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander. Can't hear you. Dorothy Reich. Can't hear you. Myla Reason?
Yes.
William Heerwagen?
Yes.
Frank Lefevre? Can't hear you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Patel Adams votes yes. Nancy Saibar Naratomi? Can't hear you. Deborah Shafto? Can't hear you. Ron Pinchbeck.
Yes.
And Nancy Sorden.
Yeah.
Futren.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. And Margie Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Wilkinson abstains?
Yes. I'm sorry. I had food in my mouth. Yes.
Okay, so So 9 yes, 0 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay. I got 8 yes. Could you just read them off to me again?
Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay. So it's 8 yes, 0 no, and 2 abstentions. So
yes.
that substitute becomes the motion as, and it is approved. Okay. Now, let me see. I think we're... Unless somebody has some other motion to consider, I think we're done.
I'd like to move to adjourn.
Thank you very much. So, with no objections, we are so adjourned at 10:16 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thank you, William.
Have a great night.
Thank you, William.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job, William.
Thanks. Bye-bye.